again for another series of this rather wonderful Limitless podcast, which I've so been looking forward to creating again. For those of you who haven't met me yet, I'm Alex, and this series you'll be meeting some great guests and finding out a lot more about me. I'm kicking off this series with my own personal journey towards following my purpose in life, changing the world a little piece at a time. You will be able to follow my story as I grow my own business, helping changemakers to kickstart their own social enterprises, campaigns, educational settings, projects, or whatever else it is that will bring their personal stamp to the world. This is real-time stuff. I'll be sharing everything as it unfolds. So I hope you enjoy coming along with me on this journey. This is the Limitless Podcast. So without further ado, let's jump on in and make the impossible possible. So I guess first I'd better give you a little bit of background to how I got where I am. I grew up in a tiny village in Kent, in England. It sat on a river with loads of boats. I lived on one for a little while. Local wild space to roam with the dogs, quaint little cottages, and too many pubs for such a small village. My local school was a 10-minute drive or 45-minute walk away. I lived there with just my dad for most of my childhood, visiting my mum on the train at the weekends. I was given a lot of independence, an optimistic outlook on life, and loving relationships with both of my parents. To all intents and purposes, I had a great childhood with a lot of love. I did all right in school. In fact, if I'd tried harder, I probably could have smashed through school academically, but I didn't quite have the motivation. I much preferred my extracurricular activities, acting, playing music, and exploring local wildlife. When it came to picking my whole entire future, it feels like that when you leave secondary school, right? I decided to pursue a nice even range of subjects, including both drama and computing. I followed the computing through to a degree because, well, it seemed most sensible and would probably earn me more money in the future. I was probably right. Coming towards the end of my degree, though, as my uni friends were looking at programming jobs at Swish tech companies, I knew deep down this was not a path I wanted to travel down. I could do the work, but I had no passion for it. I didn't understand why my friends wanted to go home after uni and write more software, keep discussing technology. I'd had plenty of it by the time lectures were done. I started to think that perhaps I wasn't in the right profession, that my education had, in fact, failed to prepare me for the life I wanted. It had, in fact, ended me up in a life that didn't feel right at all. So, I thought, what else do I like doing? I figured I'd enjoyed helping my friends learn stuff on our uni course, so maybe I should be a teacher. So I tried a teacher training course for secondary school. Well, that was a whole mixed bag of a crazy few months. In some ways, I loved it. The kids were fascinating, each one of them a unique little bundle of ideas and interests, which I only saw a snippet of, but I really wanted to know more. And in other ways, it felt horribly restrictive and stressful. The documentation I had to prepare for three separate parts of each 50-minute lesson, the time whizzing by, breaks being taken up with prepping for the next class, so little time for creativity. I saw kids being funnelled through GCSEs just so that they could get one ticked off on a list, rather than actually loving the learning. It didn't feel right, and I left the training course and found my way back into the world of technology. I built a career over the years, but the experience of those few months in school and my own personal experience of just getting through my education and then ending up on completely the wrong path stuck with me. How many people were ending up in lives they didn't like because they just followed the path shown to them? How many kids were losing their passions? What if there were a million ideas that were being lost to standards and tests and predefined lives? I loved trying to do something a bit different in my work or personal life. I wasn't afraid to challenge the status quo a bit. But I still felt I was playing small, that what I was doing wasn't really hitting that future path I wanted to be on. I had a feeling I wanted to run my own business, but I had no idea what that was. I tried a few things, but following a month of despair and frustration and feeling like my life really wasn't going in the direction I wanted it to, I signed up to a creative entrepreneur program. The idea was to start up as a voiceover artist. An interesting side hustle, I thought, which could make use of my acting background and could work around other commitments. It wasn't a bad idea, but soon after joining the program, I started to realise that this still wasn't it. It was fun, but it wasn't what my heart was driven to do. So over the past year, I have been peeling away block after block, including learning how to invest in myself, working out my passions and desires, understanding my skills and talents, finding time in my already full life, thinking bigger, taking things one step at a time, celebrating the small wins, and pushing through barriers to get to the beauty on the other side. I know I've still got a lot to go, I can feel it. But I'm here, I'm learning, and you can learn with me. So, here I am creating a podcast and a community for people who want to make change happen in the world. Now, here's the real question, and one I will be answering honestly throughout the series. How's it going? Right now, creating this podcast is so much fun. I absolutely love interviewing guests. I'm excited about writing and recording these personal episodes, and I'm getting into the swing of sharing on social media and getting it out there. I didn't quite hit my goal of 1,000 downloads of my podcast before launching this episode, but I came damn close with 972, so I'm celebrating that for sure. The editing is time-consuming, so I'm aware I'll need to be on top of this over the next few months as I'm creating the personal episodes in real time. And I'd hope to have my guest interviews done by now, but, well, they're not yet. But all in all, I'm feeling positive. I've even got a couple of Patreon supporters, which is just the best feeling in the world. Thank you so much, Rosemary and Don. You definitely get a shout out today. My Limitless community is a slightly different bag because I'm not entirely sure what I'm doing yet. I guess the podcast was scary at first too, whereas now I know what I'm doing with that. And although I get a teensy bit nervous before I interview people, in general, it's just fun. But this community, I mean, the best bit is chatting to people, and I feel like I found some real kindred spirits in there. But I just feel this pressure to make it something amazing. I'm working with people who are changing the world here. And I had a realisation today. I don't want this to be a small-time change. I want it to be something big. And I'm just a small girl from a small village. But even if something starts small, there's no knowing where it will end up. Being in this space of trial and error does not sit comfortably with me, I'm not going to lie. I've always been the confident student worker or manager who knew what they were doing and was ahead of the class. Now I feel like I'm fumbling through and hoping something will stick. It's uncomfortable, but it still feels right somehow. It feels like the next step for me is to create consistent action and connection, both inside the community and outside of it. Everything about my community and the support I'll be offering through it is about connection. When we have others around us who are forging on and stumbling towards something they're passionate about, it gives us the confidence to carry on. And so I will carry on, working this out as I go, being human, and creating something that will eventually change the world. So, next week we have the first guest of the series, Ellie Costello, who is campaigning for children to have the right to a trauma-free childhood. How amazing does that sound? She's an absolute inspiration and a fabulous human being and absolutely not to be missed. If you'd like to support this podcast on Patreon, join the Limitless community, or get in touch with me, check out the episode description. It's so good to be back. Speak to you next week.